Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting 8th. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson misplays the ball. That's an error on Olson. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schuelt moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood fields it and throws to second for the out. Schuelt scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Olson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler strikes out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burns moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Burns moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. One out. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-1 in the game. Olson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blaya Holder, and towards Levy, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Storti reaches second base with a double. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Levy reaches third base with a triple. Storti scores. It's 2-0, Browns. George Blaya Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya Holder is 0-for-1 in the game. Blaya Holder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson fields it and throws to home to get Levy. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blaya Holder moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Burns bunts towards the mound. Russell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blaha Holder moves to third. Schult moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Wurstler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wurstler. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell bunts in front of the plate. Tate picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tate. Goslin moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Storti hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russell moves to third. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaha Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaha Holder is 0-for-2 in the game. Blaha Holder strikes out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shultz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shultz moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shultz scores. Burns moves to third. Goslin moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. Goslin moves to third. It's 4-0, Browns. Ed Durham now pitching. Schemalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Farrell. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Farrell steals second. Schemalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops it up and throws to first, with Durham covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Jolly moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Stumpf pinch hits for Rabbit Wurstler. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Rein now playing shortstop. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Storti hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Levy hits a line drive towards first. Whatwood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-3 in the game. Blaeholder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Blaeholder reaches second base with a double. Fred Shultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shultz is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Shultz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whatwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olsen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a line drive towards short. Rhine catches it and throws to second to double up Campbell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Whatwood moves to third. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Storti for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 3 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.